Allah loveth not the utterance of harsh speech, save by one who hath been wronged. Allah is ever hearer, knower. If ye do good openly, or keep it secret, or forgive evil, lo, Allah is forgiving, powerful. Lo, those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers, and seek to make distinction between Allah and His messengers, and say, We believe in some and disbelieve in others, and seek to choose a way in between. Such are disbelievers in truth, and for disbelievers we prepare a shameful doom. But those who believe in Allah and His messengers, and make no distinction between any of them, unto them Allah will give their wages, and Allah is ever forgiving, merciful. The people of the scripture ask of thee that thou shouldst cause an actual book to descend upon them from heaven. They asked a greater thing of Moses aforetime, for they said, Show us Allah plainly. The storm of lightning seized them for their wickedness. Then, even after that, they chose the calf for worship, after clear proofs of Allah's sovereignty had come unto them. And we forgave them that, and we bestowed on Moses evident authority. And we caused the mount to tower above them at the taking of their covenant, and we bade them enter the gate prostrate, and we bade them transgress not the Sabbath, and we took from them a firm covenant. Then, because of their breaking of their covenant, and their disbelieving in the revelations of Allah, and their slaying of the prophets wrongfully, and their saying, Our hearts are hardened. Nay, but Allah hath set a seal upon them for their disbelief, so that they believe not, save a few. And because of their disbelief and of their speaking against Mary, a tremendous calumny, and because of their saying, We slew the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, Allah's messenger. They slew him not, nor crucified, but it appeared so unto them. And lo, those who disagree concerning it are in doubt thereof. They have no knowledge thereof, save pursuit of a conjecture. They slew him not for certain. But Allah took him up unto himself. Allah was ever mighty, wise. There is not one of the people of the scripture but will believe in him before his death. And on the day of resurrection he will be a witness against them. Because of the wrongdoing of the Jews, we forbade them good things which were before made lawful unto them. And because of their much hindering from Allah's way, and of their taking usury when they were forbidden it, and of their devouring people's wealth by false pretenses, we have prepared for those of them who disbelieve a painful doom. But those of them who are firm in knowledge, and the believers, believe in that which is revealed unto thee, and that which was revealed before thee, especially the diligent in prayer, and those who pay the poor due, the believers in Allah and the last day, upon these we shall bestow immense reward. Lo, we inspire thee as we inspired Noah, and the prophets after him, as we inspired Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribes, and Jesus and Job and Jonah and Aaron and Solomon, and as we imparted unto David the Psalms. And messengers we have mentioned unto thee before, and messengers we have not mentioned unto thee, and Allah spake directly unto Moses. Messengers of good cheer and of warning, in order that mankind might have no argument against Allah, after the messengers. Allah is ever mighty, wise. But Allah himself testifieth concerning that which he hath revealed unto thee. In his knowledge hath he revealed it, and the angels also testify, and Allah is sufficient witness. Lo, those who disbelieve and hinder others from the way of Allah, they verily have wandered far astray. Lo, those who disbelieve and deal in wrong, Allah will never forgive them, neither will He guide them unto a road, except the road of hell, wherein they will abide forever, and that is ever easy for Allah. O mankind, the messenger hath come unto you with the truth from your Lord. Therefore believe it. It is better for you. But if ye disbelieve, still, lo, unto Allah belongeth whatsoever is in the heavens and the earth. Allah is ever knower, wise. O people of the scripture, do not exaggerate in your religion, nor utter aught concerning Allah save the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was only a messenger of Allah, and his word, which he conveyed unto Mary, and a spirit from him. So believe in Allah and his messengers, and say not, three, cease. It is better for you, Allah is only one God. Far is it removed from his transcendent majesty, that he should have a son. His is all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and Allah is sufficient as defender. The Messiah will never scorn to be a slave unto Allah, nor will the favored angels. Whoso scorneth his service and is proud, all such will he assemble unto him. Then as for those who believed and did good works, unto them will he pay their wages in full, adding unto them of his bounty. And as for those who were scornful and proud, them will he punish with a painful doom. And they will not find for them against Allah any protecting friend or helper. O mankind, now hath a proof from your Lord come unto you, and we have sent down unto you a clear light. As for those who believe in Allah and hold fast unto him, them he will cause to enter into his mercy and grace, and will guide them unto him by a straight road. They ask thee for a pronouncement. Say, Allah hath pronounced for you concerning distant kindred. If a man die childless and he have a sister, hers is half the heritage, and he would have inherited from her had she died childless. And if there be two sisters, then theirs are two-thirds of the heritage. And if they be brethren, men and women, unto the male is the equivalent of the share of two females. Allah expoundeth unto you, so that ye err not. Allah is knower of all things. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O ye who believe, fulfill your undertakings. The beast of cattle is made lawful unto you for food, except that which is announced unto you herein, game being unlawful when ye are on pilgrimage. Lo, Allah ordaineth that which pleaseth him. O ye who believe, profane not Allah's monuments, nor the sacred month, nor the offerings, nor the garlands, nor those repairing to the sacred house, seeking the grace and pleasure of Allah. But when ye have left the sacred territory, then go hunting if ye will. And let not your hatred of a folk who once stopped your going to the inviolable place of worship seduce you to transgress. But help ye one another unto righteousness and pious duty. Help not one another unto sin and transgression, but keep your duty to Allah. Lo, Allah is severe in punishment. Forbidden unto you for food are carrion and blood and swine flesh, and that which hath been dedicated unto any other than Allah, and the dead through beating, and the strangled, and the dead through falling from a height, and that which hath been killed by the goring of horns, and the devoured of wild beasts, saving that which ye make lawful by the death stroke, and that which hath been immolated unto idols. And forbidden is it that ye swear by the divining arrows. This is an abomination. This day are those who disbelieve in despair of ever harming your religion. So fear them not. Fear me. This day have I perfected your religion for you, and completed my favor unto you, and have chosen for you as religion Al-Islam. Whoso is forced by hunger, not by will to sin, for him, lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. They ask thee, O Muhammad, what is made lawful for them. Say, all good things are made lawful for you, and those beasts and birds of prey which ye have trained as hounds are trained. Ye teach them that which Allah taught you. So eat of that which they catch for you, and mention Allah's name upon it, and observe your duty to Allah. Lo, Allah is swift to take account. This day are all good things made lawful for you. The food of those who have received the scripture is lawful for you, and your food is lawful for them. And so are the virtuous women of the believers, and the virtuous women of those who received the scripture before you, lawful for you, when ye give them their marriage portions, and live with them in honor, not in fornication, nor taking them as secret concubines. Whoso denieth the faith, his work is vain, and he will be among the losers in the hereafter. O ye who believe, when ye rise up for prayer, wash your faces, and your hands up to the elbows, and lightly rub your heads, and wash your feet up to the ankles. And if ye are unclean, purify yourselves. And if ye are sick or on a journey, or one of you cometh from the closet, or ye have had contact with women, and ye find not water, then go to clean high ground, and rub your faces and your hands with some of it. Allah would not place a burden on you, but he would purify you, and would perfect his grace upon you, that ye may give thanks. Remember Allah's grace upon you, and his covenant by which he bound you when ye said, We hear and we obey, and keep your duty to Allah. Lo, Allah knoweth what is in the breasts of men. O ye who believe, be steadfast witnesses for Allah in equity, and let not hatred of any people seduce you, that ye deal not justly. Deal justly, that is nearer to your duty. Observe your duty to Allah. Lo, Allah is informed of what ye do. Allah hath promised those who believe and do good works, theirs will be forgiveness and immense reward. And they who disbelieve and deny our revelations, such are rightful owners of hell. O ye who believe, remember Allah's favor unto you, how a people were minded to stretch out their hands against you, but he withheld their hands from you. And keep your duty to Allah. In Allah let believers put their trust. Allah made a covenant of old with the children of Israel, and we raised among them 12 chieftains, and Allah said, Lo, I am with you. If ye establish worship and pay the poor due, and believe in my messengers and support them, and lend unto Allah a kindly loan, surely I shall remit your sins. And surely I shall bring you into gardens underneath which rivers flow. Whoso among you disbelieveth after this will go astray from a plain road. And because of their breaking their covenant, we have cursed them and made hard their hearts. They change words from their context and forget a part of that whereof they were admonished. Thou wilt not cease to discover treachery from all save a few of them. But bear with them and pardon them. Lo, Allah loveth the kindly. And with those who say, Lo, we are Christians, we made a covenant. But they forgot a part of that whereof they were admonished. Therefore we have stirred up enmity and hatred among them till the day of resurrection, when Allah will inform them of their handiwork. O people of the scripture, now hath our messenger come unto you, expounding unto you much of that which ye used to hide in the scripture, and forgiving much. Now hath come unto you light from Allah, and a plain scripture, whereby Allah guideth him who seeketh his good pleasure unto paths of peace. He bringeth them out of darkness unto light by his decree, and guideth them unto a straight path. They indeed have disbelieved who say, Lo, Allah is the Messiah, son of Mary. Say, who then can do aught against Allah? If he had willed to destroy the Messiah, son of Mary, and his mother and everyone on earth, Allah's is the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them. He createth what he will, and Allah is able to do all things. The Jews and Christians say, We are sons of Allah and his loved ones. Say, Why then doth he chastise you for your sins? Nay, ye are but mortals of his creating. He forgiveth whom he will and chastiseth whom he will. Allah's is the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, and unto him is the journeying. O people of the scripture, now hath our messenger come unto you to make things plain after an interval of cessation of the messengers, lest ye should say, There came not unto us a messenger of cheer, nor any warner. Now hath a messenger of cheer and a warner come unto you. Allah is able to do all things. And remember when Moses said unto his people, O my people, remember Allah's favor unto you, how he placed among you prophets, and he made you kings, and gave you that which he gave not to any other of his creatures. O my people, go into the holy land which Allah hath ordained for you. Turn not in flight, for surely ye turn back as losers. They said, O Moses, lo, a giant people dwell therein, and lo, we go not in till they go forth from thence. When they go forth, then we will enter, not till then. Then outspake two of those who feared their Lord, men unto whom Allah had been gracious. Enter in upon them by the gate, for if ye enter by it, lo, ye will be victorious. So put your trust in Allah, if ye are indeed believers. They said, O Moses, we will never enter the land while they are in it. So go thou and thy Lord and fight. We will sit here. He said, My Lord, I have control of none but myself and my brother, so distinguish between us and the wrongdoing folk. Their Lord said, For this the land will surely be forbidden them for 40 years, that they will wander in the earth bewildered. So grieve not over the wrongdoing folk. But recite unto them with truth the tale of the two sons of Adam, how they offered each a sacrifice, and it was accepted from the one of them, and it was not accepted from the other. The one said, I will surely kill thee. The other answered, Allah accepteth only from those who ward off evil. Even if thou stretch out thy hand against me to kill me, I shall not stretch out my hand against thee to kill thee. Lo, I fear Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Lo, I would rather thou shouldst bear the punishment of the sin against me and thine own sin, and become one of the owners of the fire. That is the reward of evildoers. But the other's mind imposed on him the killing of his brother. So he slew him and became one of the losers. Then Allah sent a raven, scratching up the ground, to show him how to hide his brother's naked corpse. He said, Woe unto me! Am I not able to be as this raven, and so hide my brother's naked corpse? and he became repentant. For that cause we decreed for the children of Israel that whosoever killeth a human being for other than manslaughter or corruption in the earth, it shall be as if he had killed all mankind. And whoso saveth the life of one, it shall be as if he had saved the life of all mankind. Our messengers came unto them of old with clear proofs of Allah's sovereignty. But afterwards, lo, many of them became prodigals in the earth. The only reward of those who make war upon Allah and His messenger and strive after corruption in the land will be that they will be killed or crucified, or have their hands and feet on alternate sides cut off, or will be expelled out of the land. Such will be their degradation in the world, and in the hereafter theirs will be an awful doom. Save those who repent before ye overpower them, for know that Allah is forgiving, merciful. O ye who believe, be mindful of your duty to Allah, and seek the way of approach unto Him, and strive in His way, in order that ye may succeed. As for those who disbelieve, lo, if all that is in the earth were theirs, and as much again therewith, to ransom them from the doom on the day of resurrection, it would not be accepted from them. Theirs will be a painful doom. They will wish to come forth from the fire, but they will not come forth from it. Theirs will be a lasting doom. As for the thief, both male and female, cut off their hands. It is the reward of their own deeds, an exemplary punishment from Allah. Allah is mighty, wise. But whoso repenteth after his wrongdoing and amendeth, lo, Allah will relent toward him. Lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. Knowest thou not that unto Allah belongeth the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth? He punisheth whom He will, and forgiveth whom He will. Allah is able to do all things. O Messenger, let not them grieve thee who vie one with another in the race to disbelief. Of such as say with their mouths, we believe, but their hearts believe not. And of the Jews, listeners for the sake of falsehood, listeners on behalf of other folk, who come not unto thee, changing words from their context, and saying, if this be given unto you, receive it, but if this be not given unto you, then beware. He whom Allah doometh unto sin, thou by thine efforts wilt avail him naught against Allah. Those are they for whom the will of Allah is that he cleanse not their hearts. Theirs in the world will be ignominy, and in the hereafter an awful doom. Listeners for the sake of falsehood, greedy for illicit gain, if then they have recourse unto thee, Muhammad, judge between them, or disclaim jurisdiction. If thou disclaimest jurisdiction, then they cannot harm thee at all. But if thou judgest, judge between them with equity. Lo, Allah loveth the equitable. How come they unto thee for judgment when they have the Torah, wherein Allah hath delivered judgment for them? Yet even after that they turn away, such folk are not believers. Lo, we did reveal the Torah, wherein is guidance and a light, by which the prophets who surrendered unto Allah judged the Jews, and the rabbis and the priests judged by such of Allah's scripture as they were bidden to observe, and thereunto were they witnesses. So fear not mankind, but fear me, and barter not my revelations for a little gain. Whoso judgeth not by that which Allah hath revealed, such are disbelievers. And we prescribed for them therein the life for the life, and the eye for the eye, and the nose for the nose, and the ear for the ear, and the tooth for the tooth, and for wounds retaliation. But whoso forgoeth it in the way of charity, it shall be expiation for him. Whoso judgeth not by that which Allah hath revealed, such are wrongdoers. And we caused Jesus, son of Mary, to follow in their footsteps, confirming that which was revealed before him. And we bestowed on him the gospel, wherein is guidance and a light, confirming that which was revealed before it in the Torah, a guidance and an admonition unto those who ward off evil. Let the people of the gospel judge by that which Allah hath revealed therein. Whoso judgeth not by that which Allah hath revealed, such are evil livers. And unto thee have we revealed the scripture with the truth, confirming whatever scripture was before it, and a watcher over it. So judge between them by that which Allah hath revealed, and follow not their desires away from the truth which hath come unto thee. For each we have appointed a divine law and a traced out way. Had Allah willed, he could have made you one community, but that he may try you by that which he hath given you, he hath made you as ye are. So vie one with another in good works. Unto Allah ye will all return, and he will then inform you of that wherein ye differ. So judge between them by that which Allah hath revealed, and follow not their desires, but beware of them, lest they seduce thee from some part of that which Allah hath revealed unto thee. And if they turn away, then know that Allah's will is to smite them for some sin of theirs. Lo, many of mankind are evil livers. Is it a judgment of the time of pagan ignorance that they are seeking? Who is better than Allah for judgment to a people who have certainty in their belief? O ye who believe, take not the Jews and Christians for friends. They are friends one to another. He among you who taketh them for friends is one of them. Lo, Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. And thou seest those in whose heart is a disease race toward them, saying, We fear lest a change of fortune befall us. And it may happen that Allah will vouchsafe unto thee the victory, or a commandment from his presence. Then will they repent of their secret thoughts. Then will the believers say unto the people of the scripture, Are these they who swore by Allah their most binding oaths, that they were surely with you? Their works have failed, and they have become the losers. O ye who believe, whoso of you becometh a renegade from his religion, know that in his stead Allah will bring a people whom he loveth, and who love him, humble toward believers, stern toward disbelievers, striving in the way of Allah, and fearing not the blame of any blamer. Such is the grace of Allah, which he giveth unto whom he will. Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. Your friend can be only Allah, and his messenger, and those who believe, who establish worship and pay the poor due and bow down in prayer. And whoso taketh Allah and his messenger and those who believe for friends will know that, lo, the party of Allah, they are the victorious. O ye who believe, choose not for friends such of those who received the scripture before you and of the disbelievers as make a jest and sport of your religion. But keep your duty to Allah, if ye are true believers. And when ye call to prayer, they take it for a jest and sport. That is because they are a folk who understand not. Say, O people of the scripture, do ye blame us for aught else than that we believe in Allah, and that which is revealed unto us, and that which was revealed aforetime? And because most of you are evil livers, shall I tell thee of a worse case than theirs for retribution with Allah? Worse is the case of him whom Allah hath cursed, him on whom his wrath hath fallen. Worse is he of whose sort Allah hath turned some to apes and swine, and who serveth idols. Such are in worse plight, and further astray from the plain road. When they come unto you, Muslims, they say, "We believe." But they came in unbelief, and they went out in the same. And Allah knoweth best what they were hiding. And thou seest many of them vying one with another in sin and transgression, and their devouring of illicit gain. Verily, evil is what they do. Why do not the rabbis and the priests forbid their evil speaking and their devouring of illicit gain? Verily, evil is their handiwork. The Jews say, "Allah's hand is fettered." Their hands are fettered, and they are accursed for saying so. Nay, but both his hands are spread out wide in bounty. He bestoweth as he will. That which hath been revealed unto thee from thy Lord is certain to increase the contumacy and disbelief of many of them. And we have cast among them enmity and hatred till the day of resurrection. As often as they light a fire for war, Allah extinguisheth it. Their effort is for corruption in the land, and Allah loveth not corruptors. If only the people of the Scripture would believe and ward off evil, surely we should remit their sins from them, and surely we should bring them into gardens of delight. If they had observed the Torah and the Gospel, and that which was revealed unto them from their Lord, they would surely have been nourished from above them, and from beneath their feet. Among them there are people who are moderate, but many of them are of evil conduct. O Messenger, make known that which hath been revealed unto thee from thy Lord, for if thou do it not, thou wilt not have conveyed his message. Allah will protect thee from mankind. Lo, Allah guideth not the disbelieving folk. Say, O people of the Scripture, ye have naught of guidance till ye observe the Torah and the Gospel, and that which was revealed unto you from your Lord. That which is revealed unto thee, Muhammad, from thy Lord, is certain to increase the contumacy and disbelief of many of them. But grieve not for the disbelieving folk. Lo, those who believe, and those who are Jews and Sabians and Christians, whosoever believeth in Allah and the last day, and doth right, there shall no fear come upon them, neither shall they grieve. We made a covenant of old with the children of Israel, and we sent unto them messengers. As often as a messenger came unto them with that which their souls desired not, they became rebellious. Some of them they denied, and some they slew. They thought no harm would come of it, so they were willfully blind and deaf. And afterward Allah turned in mercy toward them. Now, even after that, are many of them willfully blind and deaf. Allah is seer of what they do. They surely disbelieve who say, "Lo, Allah is the Messiah, son of Mary." The Messiah himself said, "O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Lo, whoso ascribeth partners unto Allah, for him Allah hath forbidden paradise. His abode is the fire. For evildoers there will be no helpers." They surely disbelieve who say, "Lo, Allah is the third of three, when there is no God save the one God." If they desist not from so saying, a painful doom will fall on those of them who disbelieve. Will they not rather turn unto Allah and seek forgiveness of him? For Allah is forgiving, merciful. The Messiah, son of Mary, was no other than a messenger, messengers the like of whom had passed away before him. And his mother was a saintly woman, and they both used to eat earthly food. See how we make the revelations clear for them, and see how they are turned away. Say, serve ye in place of Allah that which possesseth for you neither hurt nor use. Allah it is who is the hearer, the knower. Say, O people of the scripture, stress not in your religion other than the truth, and follow not the vain desires of folk who erred of old, and led many astray, and erred from a plain road. Those of the children of Israel who went astray were cursed by the tongue of David and of Jesus, son of Mary. That was because they rebelled and used to transgress. They restrained not one another from the wickedness they did. Verily, evil was that they used to do. Thou seest many of them making friends with those who disbelieve. Surely ill for them is that which they themselves send on before them, that Allah will be wroth with them, and in the doom they will abide. If they believed in Allah and the Prophet and that which is revealed unto him, they would not choose them for their friends. But many of them are of evil conduct.